This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So right after we watched Taylor Swift give out, $55 million in bonuses to her crew?
Give or take a couple dollars.
Yeah, a lot of money to everyone who's been working on her tour. Beyonce just took a note from her book and did something just as awesome, because Beyonce was playing in D.C. and really bad weather hit. People had to wait it out. They didn't know if they were going to postpone or she was going to play.
Yeah.
Which ironically is what happened in Chicago when I was there.
Right.
We waited for an hour while it rained, and then it stopped and she came out and performed.
It's like she pays the rain to come out and just be a paid actor. Like, oh no, it's going to be majestic.
Well, it must be annoying for her at this point on this tour that she keeps getting put off by rain.
Delayed. Yeah.
But when she was in D.C., they got delayed for over 2 hours.
Yikes.
And so what happened was, even though she came out and performed way later that night, everyone who had taken the train to see her was not going to be able to get home because the train was going to be closed.
They stopped running.
The metro, yeah. Oh. So she went in and she paid $100,000. To keep the train open so that people could get home after her show. So even though it was 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Jelly Roll tickets this morning at 8:40 every day this week. He's going to be in town in 10 days.
That it really is 10 days? Oh, snap. It is in 10
He's
days.
He's in 10 days at the AmFam Amphitheater.
What happened? I feel like that's coming up really soon.
It is. 10 days away.
It's a hot ticket, don't miss it.
For sure. The Wisconsin State Fair is officially in effect. DZ is going to be performing
full swing
on Thursday at the State Fair.
You know, we could call it a performance, but it's going to be more like a demolition.
The Instagram reel and the TikTok are up officially of you training for the cream puff contest.
I feel like I'm ready.
You're so ready.
I'm ready.
You're going to win.
You know,
I have no doubt.
I'm fasting already.
I have no doubt.
I'm going to go hungry for not just a cream puff, but for the championship.
Sorry. I almost spit my coffee out. Being hungry is not going to make you win.
What do you mean? Yeah, it makes you more eager.
You just have to know how to slam the cream puff in your mouth. Trust me, I won twice.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to take your word for it, but I feel like being hungry will just motivate me just a little bit more to just...
It's funnier that I won the cream puff contest over 15 years ago, and I still won't let it go like it's my varsity letter jacket to this day.
I mean, is there anything wrong with that?
The trophies are here. They're real.
I see that you polished them recently, too. You thought nobody was going to notice. I noticed. I see the polish. Yeah, I see the polish.
I cleaned them up.
A little dusting.
Wearing them around like my class ring.
Got them around your neck. Oh, this new vest? Just my championship vest.
That's my plaque from the Wisconsin State Fair when I won the cream puff contest in 2006, by the way.
You put both plaques on the belt like a wrestler. Walk around the state fair. Say you won't.
I'm not afraid. I will.
Ooh,
I will.
Okay, we're going to try to figure it out.
I'm going to make a belt with my trophies. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we have to talk about big changes, though, going on in your life. Because we all know DZ's... Well, we don't all know. If you don't know, DZ's having another baby.
Yeah.
DZ and his wife just bought a house.
Uh-huh.
DZ and his wife got a lot of things going on.
Plenty things going down.
I mean, serious. Lots of life changes for you in 2023. You started a new job. You came back to Kiss FM and joined the morning show.
Yeah.
Then you found out you were having another baby. Then you found out you were buying a house. I mean, what a year for you.
What a year. I mean, and it's not going to stop. Plenty mm-hmm. other things have happened too, but we don't even need to get into all of the things that have happened. It's been a roller coaster of a year, quite frankly.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you just
need
to
change.
Don't know what to do. There's so much going on, and you need a change. Maybe something doesn't feel right. Or
you didn't have enough changes going on.
Yeah.
The irony.
You add one on top. You know, add a voluntary change.
I realized as I was saying out loud what we were about to talk about, I'm like, you need a change. I'm like, you have like 7 changes going on right now.
Why not add an eighth?
Yeah.
You know, and that's exactly what I did, and I added an eighth change.
All right.
I just felt like I needed to do something different in my life, and I did it. It was a drastic change. Everybody's like, what? Oh my gosh, you did who? What? Oh my God.
I got a text from you and I was like, oh, he did it.
I did it.
Are you going to tell everybody what you did, or you want to play a song?
Nah, I mean, I'll tell them.
All right, everybody.
I chopped my hair off, y'all. I did a low cut. I'm talking about a low. It's been basically a high and tight, y'all.
How long was your hair long for?
I've had my hair long for 15 years. And the 15.
What?
I haven't been growing it for 15, but I did. did have locks for about 8 years.
You did.
I've rocked the fro.
Uh-huh.
I haven't had short hair since my sophomore year of high school.
Okay. Oh.
High school.
When I look back at all of our pictures of us on stage at Kiss Things, because there are tons of pictures where DZ's on stage with all of us because you worked here for years.
I've been here. I've been around.
And now people go back and they're like, DZ's in that picture.
What?
I'm like, he was there the whole time.
Crazy.
DZ, you had locks in a lot of those pictures.
I had locks for a majority of my adult life.
Most of the pictures we have of you, yeah.
And I was actually regrowing my locks. So what I had set out to do, because I cut those locks, I was in over them, right?
You got sick of them,
Got sick of them, I guess. I got sick of my hair. Crazy. But cut them and then regrew my hair. I was like, I just want my hair long. I want to see how the flow goes, right? So I let the flow come in.
Sure.
And then got bored of that.
Yeah.
So rather than cutting it, I went, I'm going to just relock it.
And then you put locks back.
So I started my locks back up. Yeah. I started them myself this time. I palm rolled them myself one by one.
Is it hard to maintain?
No.
Like the maintenance? I don't know anything about maintaining like dreadlocks. Like I don't know anything about it, right?
It's not hard to maintain. It's just tedious.
Like what?
Time consuming. You got to, wash it. If you want your hair to be nice, you can do the natty locks or you can do some nice locks.
How often do you wash it?
Everybody's different.
Because you know what? Black hair is different. Let's
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Chris Rock's HBO special. I've seen it, okay?
You ain't wrong.
I'm trying to educate myself.
You ain't wrong. No, you ain't
wrong.
Black
hair versus white hair. It's way different.
It's a super valid question.
Yeah.
But with locks, it's almost like a different regimen for everybody, period.
Mm-hmm.
At least once a month. Because you don't want to get those natural oils out of the hair. If your hair is dirty or if you do something to get your hair dirty,
you
got to wash it more often.
What a dream. Wait, you said you could go a month and only do it once?
Well,
oh, this is a dream.
Maybe locks are for you. You know,
I hate washing my hair. Every woman does.
The thing is, you do have to be careful with it. It's care and maintenance because since you don't wash it as often, or you might not wash it as often to keep those natural oils that keep your hair locked, you're going to want to do things to keep it protected.
Yeah.
So you can't just be living freely. Mm-hmm. And I was out here living very freely with my hair, not keeping it retwisted, not keeping
care.
I lost touch with it and I stopped caring. The move was going on. The baby thing was going down.
You're
there
busy.
Was a lot. I was way too busy and my hair was one thing that was suffering.
You're
I got in the chair.
You're chasing a 2-year-old and you have a pregnant wife and you moved. You're not thinking about your hair.
Nah,
nobody is. I get
it. I was not, man. And I looked, man, I went to a homie's wedding with no haircut and no retwist. I felt crazy. I felt crazy.
Is that like me going in like sweatpants or something in my mind?
Kinda.
I wasn't dressed up.
And I know nobody cared but me. Nobody cared but me.
Mm.
But here I was going, oh man, I'm like, no, this ain't cool.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't right. You know, and I can be grizzly. I do the bummy look very well.
Let me get a picture of you and put you up online right now and be like, look everybody, DZ cut
go
his
ahead,
hair.
Go ahead. Let me strike a pose.
You know what? You're striking a pose, but now I'm doing a video instead.
Oh, what?
Check out DZ's
get my good
hair.
Side.
Looking good. I'm going to post that right now on the Kiss FM
Let's
Instagram.
Let's go. Nah, man. So I chopped it, man. I chopped it. Big changes coming. Why not add another one?
Mm-hmm. DZ chopped his hair off. Well, when's the last time you made a big change, everybody? Trying to think what I did. The last time I went nuts and did something crazy, but I think you're taking the cake on this one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is this a full Britney moment where
this
I shave my head?
Yeah, but you look good. I mean, you still look like you.
I ain't doing myself at least. That was the difference. You know, I went to a barber. I sat in that chair and said, how much time you got, Poppy?
Oh, you did?
My boy Mondo, he was like, I got you, man. You good. He was like, are you sure? He had the scissors. Are you sure?
I'd be scared.
Said, don't you wait. Clip, 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 clip. Clip. It was dunzo.
I don't have time for this. All right. 414-533-1037. When's the last time you made a big change like DZ? Comes in, hair all gone. Like, surprise!
Didn't say nothing to nobody.
Looks good, though. We're going to take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And it is a very big day because we announced DZ chopped all his hair off.
Big change is happening. Why not add some more?
Long gone.
Long gone, yeah.
But you needed a change. And it happens.
Yeah, I felt like I had let my hair go and I just looked up one day and went, time to cut it.
You were over it.
I chopped it, went low. The lowest I've been in 15 15 years. It's a two low one if you know some haircut terminology there.
I don't, but I know it's cut off.
It's a low two, man. It's a low two.
I take cuts in an Owen and I just go, just get it as low as you can get it.
Just chop it.
Chop it. Zero is what I want. The number zero.
You
want
to.
I've done one.
Skin fade. Yep. No fade. Just skin.
Leave it long on the top, though. All right. Danny is in Oak Creek this morning. Good morning, Danny. Let's pull up his theme song. It was a Friday night. Hey, Danny.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We doing, man. We doing. Talking big changes. What's something you've done recently?
So I did the opposite of you. I went long, grew out the beard. My hair is probably down to the middle of my back.
Oh, hey, big flow.
Wow.
How long you been growing it now, man?
Almost 3 years now. I started in October of 2020.
Danny, the hair grows fast.
Well, I didn't picture you with long hair, Danny.
You did. You heard Blink and didn't picture Danny with long hair?
I didn't. Not down to the middle of his back.
Oh, okay.
Now I've got to see him. I mean, there's hockey hair. There's long hair like it needs to be cut.
And there's the lax mullets, yeah.
And then there's hair down to the middle of your back. That's the next level. I mean, that's impressive, Danny.
Danny's living life. He got the beard, too. I bet you he gets called the hippie all the time.
Yeah.
I get called all kinds of stuff. It's all over the place.
That's too.
Oh, man, you got to embrace it, though, man. I think everybody, men and women, should grow their hair long at least once in their life. You don't know what kind of hair you got until you grow it. Long hair, long beard, whatever it is, grow that hair long at least once.
Every time Owen's hair grows, it's curly.
Ooh.
You wouldn't know.
See?
It's great. Mm-hmm. You go out and like you haven't seen somebody for a while and you come up and start talking to them, they're just like, who are you? And then all of a sudden like, oh my God.
I'm Danny.
And they go, Danny.
Long
Danny
hair
from Oak Creek.
I love it. Danny, thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem.
Have a good one, man. Later, fam.
I really want to see Danny now. It was not what I envisioned at all.
Send us a picture, Danny.
Seriously.
Allie want to see.
Seriously. Sarah is in Kenosha this morning. Pull up her theme song. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Hey, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, we are doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Discussing big changes.
ZZ chopped his hair off. What was your recent big change, Sarah?
So I have two big changes going on currently.
Mm-hmm.
One, earlier this year, I started the process of going blonde. So my hair grows out like a dark chocolate brown. I was dyeing it like a deep red also. And now I'm going platinum blonde.
Hey, friend.
Twins.
You want to be a twin?
Allie and I will be hair twins soon enough.
Twinning.
I started it back in like March, April.
Uh-huh.
So we're working the process.
Uh-huh.
But the second and most exciting change is I got a new job.
Hey, boom, 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 bow, bow, bow.
And Friday is my last day at my current position. I start my new job on Monday, and I am stoked.
Boom. That's why she's going platinum blonde.
Yeah.
Platinum blonde. Platinum blonde. New job, who this?
Sarah snapped.
Exactly.
Sarah said, not only, she's a dark-haired girl. Like, I've met Sarah at our regulars get-together. Sarah has dark hair.
Well, and I didn't know there was a process. I thought you could just dye it blonde.
You'll destroy your hair if you do that immediately. You can't.
See, my boyfriend thought the same thing.
No.
Excuse us for being underwear.
You would hurt your hair if you did that abruptly, probably.
Learn something new today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations on the new job. Mm. It's all a process, and you're in the middle of a good one.
Well, call me when you're tan. I mean, when you're blonde, we'll go spray tan together. That's what I meant.
Perfect.
Once you're blonde, Sarah, you're gonna learn how washed out you look if you don't have a tan.
I know.
The Barbie effect is real.
Because I hate the sun.
I look way better in the summer. So we have 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And every single Tuesday, we get to do something fun called Tech Tuesday, where DZ, a lot of times you teach me about things I didn't even know about the tech world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's all brought to you, of course, by Wendy's, because Wendy's without the app is like a Frosty without the fries.
Don't make sense. Mm.
Go get some French toast sticks. Okay. What's Tech Tuesday today?
All right. So this one is for my Apple people. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I talk about Apple people because I'm an Apple people.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I'm going to talk. Hi, it's me.
I'm an Apple people too.
Hi, I'm an Apple person.
And I appreciate it because you don't mess up the group chat like the Android people do.
So us Apple people, we tend to stick together. And I don't know if many of my Apple people know this. So if you have an Apple Watch,
mm-hmm.
there is a plethora of functions and growing functions that the watch can do. I was against it for so long.
Why?
Now I love it. I don't know. I just didn't care for added tech.
Yeah.
And then the earbuds and then the watch and then the this and blah, blah, blah. And now we're switching the charger. Blue.
I didn't want an Apple Watch, and now I've watched other people use them and I kind of think they're cool. I kind of want one now.
Can't live without it now.
Right. Can't live
without it now. It's an amazing watch. I love it. I'm not paid by them, but I wish I was. It's good.
Not an ad, but it should be.
Hashtag, you feel me? But there's one function that I recently learned about where I went, oh, duh, how useful is that? So for anybody that might want to take pictures, not want to ask somebody, or for the podcasters out there, vloggers, that be taking your phone out, them TikTokers, when you put your phone up and then don't know you're framing.
Yes.
If you got an Apple Watch, I'm about to convince you to get one, Allie, because you don't have one.
No.
You can frame and you can control your camera from your Apple Watch.
So when I'm filming videos, I can control it from my watch?
You can see how it looks. You can take pictures. You can start. You can stop.
How many times I set up the camera and I have to go check the camera. And is the camera set up right for this?
Am I centered in the shot?
Am I in the shot for the reel?
Yeah.
And, oh my God.
Whether it's front camera or back camera, you can control it with the watch. Amazing.
And like, say you have a camera set up filming, I don't know, your kid's soccer. I'm just making things up.
Anything.
You could look at your watch and reframe it if you're not near the kid. Oh, that's cool.
Anything. You
can
set it up.
Set the camera up and
walk
leave.
Away. And then check. Oh, frame's still good. Oh, knocked it down.
And
oh,
you don't
different
need
video.
The phone because you got the watch.
Exactly.
If somebody calls you, you'll get it on the watch.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And now, because you know sometimes you film different segments of videos and you start, you stop, you re-go, whatever. You can now start and stop. You can go. You don't have to walk out of the shot. You can stay in frame. Boom, new video.
That's
boom,
cool.
Start recording. Let's go.
Well, maybe I will get an Apple Watch now that I know that I can control my camera and my phone.
I knew that might be the seller for you, dog.
That's on.
Yeah,
that's
buddy.
On. Well,
yeah.
I'm sold. Sold!
Shut up and take my money.
I love it. Tech Tuesday. It's always good stuff. All right. Coming up next, we're going to do What Would DZ Do? You ready today?
Yeah.
All right. Let's play a song. It's next. I can't wait to find out what the problem is and if you're going to give bad advice today.
50-50.
We'll see next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
What's the problem today?
So Ben wrote into the show today and said, my friend's dog bit me. What should I do?
Oh, dang.
Short and sweet, y'all.
Yeah,
so,
but...
I know. Ben said, my friend recently got a rescue dog, almost 2 years old. When I came over to meet the dog, everything was going good until something just happened with the dog. I don't know if I did something wrong or not, but the dog bit my leg. I ended up having to get stitches and a shot from it. My friends were apologetic, but didn't do much about it with the dog, and I'm concerned that he might bite or do something to someone else. What should I do? Should I tell them I think they should get rid of the dog or just let them be? Ben. Short, sweet, just, you know, wants to help a friend, basically.
Well,
because they got bit.
Yeah, you got two dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a dog lover. I lost Bella this year, but I still love dogs, and I have thoughts for sure. And I've rescued all of them, so.
Yeah.
I have thoughts. You must have thoughts.
I got thoughts. Oh, I got thoughts. I just don't think I could elaborate them just quite yet. Okay. And matter of fact, why don't we all get these thoughts out together? Because I know we got them. We pet lovers around here.
You bring up pets on this show, and it's on, okay? 414-533-1037. What should Ben do? Should he tell them he thinks they should get rid of the dog? Just let them be. He got bit by his friend's dog. And we'll get your advice next too, DZ. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Jelly Roll tickets coming up 8:40.
Whippa!
Jelly Roll coming to the AmFam Amphitheater in 10 days.
I'm about to get your Jelly Roll on.
Speaking of things happening very soon, let's talk about it in 2 days.
Oh.
2 days from now, everybody.
The big moment.
The moment's happening.
The moment I've been training for.
You got this, DZ.
Long hours, much cream, a lot of puff.
You're doing it. You're doing it, DZ.
I am.
On Thursday morning at 11 a.m., DZ will bring home the crown for the Celebrity Cream Puff Eating Contest at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Yeah, buddy.
I said what I said.
Yeah,
now,
we did.
If you don't know this, I won the celebrity cream puff eating contest. And you might know, if you've listened to the show, you know, because I remind everyone over and over like it's my class ring I wore.
Back to back defending champ.
In 2005 and 2006, yours truly, Allie, won. I destroyed everyone at that cream puff contest, DZ, and I was proud.
You remember your time? Did they time it?
No, I don't remember. But we should have. I have two plaques that say I am the cream puff eating champion in the studio, straight from the Wisconsin State Fair. They're real.
Freshly polished trophies.
And you're going to get one on Thursday. I believe in you.
I want to put mine right next to yours.
So I've been training you, which we put up our training. You can see it on the Kiss Instagram, our Instagram, the Kiss TikTok, my Facebook, whatever.
You can find it.
We put up a video of how the training's going. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling ready. Yeah. I'm feeling cream puffed and cream perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, but I feel it.
You can't use your hands.
That's going to be a problem. I'm instinctual with my hands.
I have no idea what other local celebrities are playing, but I don't care.
I'm going to have to peep the competition.
Who the hell is going to come at us? We are like machines.
Mm-hmm.
We're competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we get crazy.
I'm going to need somebody equally as competitive if anybody's going to compete with me.
You didn't play football in college to come lose a cream puff contest.
That part.
Okay?
That part.
Let's be real.
Exactly.
Let these amateurs play on the side of the stage while you take home the crown.
I've been so focused on my own training, I haven't even looked for the competition.
Because they don't matter.
I don't look back. I only look forward. You feel me?
100%. These clowns that have been performing every year trying to win this trophy, they just need to move over.
They got nothing on me. You know what? Now I need to know who my competition is.
I'm curious. Who's in this thing. Why didn't
I'm
we
curious.
Ask?
Because we don't care. Because they're demolished already.
I'm going to get a list.
But now I want to know who I'm up against, actually. You know ain't what? Wrong.
Maybe
I ain't thought about that at all.
I didn't either. And we should, actually.
We were just worried on championships. We weren't worried about competition.
Let's see. And if I can't find it right now, I will talk to our friends at the fair today. And then tomorrow I will come back with the list because I want to know.
You know what?
I
ain't worried about the list of losers.
I'm not either, but I want to talk smack to some people in the community because if you're going up against them, it's on. Dude.
We could probably find it on either Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Yeah.
That's their big ones for them.
I got you.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll find it.
Okay. We gonna get it.
I just want everyone to know it's open to the public. Not to make no pressure, DZ.
Bring the crowd. It feeds me.
11 a.m. ish on Thursday. It happens at State Fair. It always happened right in the little park area with the grass. Like, can I ever think of what it's called?
It's nice and center stage and at the little pavilion thing.
Well, it wasn't the pavilion. It has been at the bib. It's been different places.
Okay.
Whatever. Just be at the fair and
I'll be there. Win. You should be there too. Pull up.
I'm going to be there. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
I'll be in the front row screaming like a psycho.
I'm just making sure my coach is going to be there.
I'm the coach and I'll be like, let's go. Like, people are going to be afraid of us, I think.
That part. Are we wearing matching cutoff outfits?
Sure.
Bet.
We're going to be intense.
Say less. No, say less. Matching cutoff outfits. We got to go to the outlets.
We'll just cut our Kiss shirts. They'll be crop tops.
There we go. I'm down for a crop top. Don't tell me. I'll put my dad bod out there. I don't care.
I got a tummy tuck. I'll wear a crop top all day.
Let's go.
For this.
Oh, let's go.
This is my summer.
We got to do the little cut ones, though, where with the little strings so that it's frilly.
Fringe.
Yeah.
Fringe.
There you go. The fringe. I couldn't think of the word. I've never owned one, but I want to now.
Well, now we're making one just for you, DZ. You want an outfit? You're getting an outfit for the Wisconsin State Fair.
Let's get it.
All right. This Thursday, DZ's taking the crown. I will find out who's in the contest and report back tomorrow.
Bet.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. Am I the Jerk is next. It involves someone having an issue with a communal laundry room in an apartment. I knew immediately whose side I was on, but
I'm triggered already.
Yeah, we're going to be probably pretty well split down the middle on this one. It's coming up next, Kiss.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Katie wrote into the show, wants to know if she's a jerk for taking someone's clothes out of the dryer. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yowzas.
I've got my preconceived notions and thoughts.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Here's what she said. She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk? I live in an apartment building where we share a small laundry room. Okay. I live on the first floor. There's a laundry room. There's a total of 16 families that use two washers and dryers.
Oh, dude.
It's a lot.
That's a lot for a little, yeah.
Right? She says, I've noticed that mostly everyone washes on the weekends. So I decided to wash in the weekday during the night while everyone is sleeping. So I went to go put a load in, and someone had both dryers in use, and they each had a minute left. So I just put my load in the washer, and I came back 30 minutes later. When I got back to switch my wash, the dryer was still full of clothes. This happens all the time.
All the time.
So Katie said, am I the jerk if I take the clothes out and then put them on the counter and use the dryer? This is the age old. I mean, I lived in apartments for years where we had communal laundry and this was an issue.
Yep.
I've been to laundromats. You have been through this, I'm sure.
I love laundromats.
That makes one of us. But the point is, doozy, is Katie the jerk for taking the clothes out of the dryer and putting them on the counter and then using them?
I don't know in how many ways I could say no. Nah.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because do you think definitely that person should have been back?
The person should have been known. You're sharing washers and dryers. Mm-hmm. You got to be on point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about timer set. You should the person whose dryer was in technically that was at the moment should have been standing there with 1 minute
well,
left.
Well, she said she came back 30 minutes later. So she gave them only 29 minutes to get their clothes out of the dryer, which I get it's communal. But at the same time, if I'm in my house, 29 minutes goes so quick and I'm like, oh, the laundry. It's not like the laundry had been there for hours, right?
On half of an hour. That was more than enough for me. When you live in such a small space, man, I don't even care. Bro.
Yeah.
I don't care. Sure, I don't like touching people's laundry.
No.
I wouldn't want somebody to touch my laundry.
I'd be like, ooh, somebody's undies.
Right, right. Oh, snap.
John in 4C wears boxers.
Dave in 5A wears briefs.
John in 6'7 wears granny panties.
I see you, Josh, with the man thongs. Nah, but for real, I don't want my laundry touched. Uh-huh. That's why I'd be on point. If I'm sitting there in an already communal space, I'm probably not going to leave my washer and dryer. Mm. I'm going to be sitting there. I'm going to bring a good book.
Not an apartment building.
Yeah, well, in the apartment, I might go back, but then I'm setting a timer. We all got phones. We all got ways.
Okay.
We all should have. Okay, I got 30 minutes. Guess who's setting an alarm for 29 minutes? Siri, set an alarm for 29 minutes because I'm walking my happy butt downstairs to get my clothes out the dryer with that 1 minute left.
I've set the alarm for the dryer and I still don't go down there, DZ. That's my point.
Allie snoozed it. She forgot.
All the time. I set it to switch the washer to the dryer and I still let it go.
Sure, but then you can't be mad when somebody moves your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. You really can't.
That's actually somewhat true. Yes.
Touche.
Is Katie the jerk? This is what we want to know. 414-533-1037. Is Katie the jerk for taking the clothes out and putting them on the counter and then using the dryer in her apartment building? Because this is the age-old debate.
Yep.
Either are you allowed to touch someone's clothes or not?
Some people will really come at you for taking the laundry out the dryer.
Uh-huh.
Don't touch my stuff.
I get it. All right. We will discuss next. They only had 30 minutes to get it out, but they had 30 minutes.
I gave you an extra 30 minutes to come get it.
But they had no idea somebody else came in after them and started the washer, in fairness.
We live in a communal space. You know what? We're going to argue some more in a second.
We're going to fight next. 414-533-1037. You can text or call.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Katie wrote into the show, wants to know if she's a jerk for taking someone's clothes out of the dryer in her apartment building because she put them in the washer. There was a minute left. She came back 30 minutes later. Clothes were still sitting there, so she took them out. Let's go to Lisa in Sheboygan. Everybody's got an opinion about this. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. I'm a little nervous about you guys' laughing. Like, it's a little devious.
Us? Cynical?
Yeah.
Evil cackle laugh? What are you talking about?
Everybody has an opinion about this. That's why it's funny.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, nobody's really getting hurt. It's laundry, but it's funny because
right.
we all get passionate about this, you
right.
know?
Because no one wants their stuff touched. That's why. I say, I mean, you haven't asked the question yet, but I'm just going to come out and say jerk.
Ooh.
Like,
say more.
I understand if we're on like hour two, three, or four, but it's 30 minutes. Like, a lot can happen in 30 minutes. We don't know if this person has children. We don't know what the circumstances were. Maybe he had to run to the store quick. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I'm going to give him a little bit of a grace period, and 30 minutes is not too extreme for me to reach into a machine and touch someone else's laundry, like their personal belongings. I get it. Like, a long time, maybe, but that's not long enough for me to say, yeah, I'm going to touch someone's stuff.
Lisa, but okay, now let me chime in on the devil's advocate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Say I do give you that hour, and now I forget or don't forget. When I come back, somebody else is using the dryer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be irate at the fact that I missed my opportunity because I was giving you a grace period. Man, and I hear you.
You know what?
What happened?
I didn't think about that either, even though I'm on Team Lisa right now.
As you should.
A solid point. As you should.
I'd be so mad. I'd be PO'd if all of a sudden I get back and somebody else done swooped in because you got undercut.
Or just
you got
not,
line jumped.
Or just not taking him out in a couple of hours. That would have set me off, too.
I would have been, ooh.
Well, yeah.
I also think that that's part of, unfortunately, apartment building living. Like, you have to figure it out. It's like a board game. Like, mm-hmm. be strategic, figure it out. Also, what if she went there and she's like, oh, it's been 30 minutes. I want to take this lady's stuff out or whoever. And she reaches in and stuff is still damp. Then what?
Oh.
We all know we've gone to the dryer and mm-hmm. felt it like, ooh, still a little damp. Better restart that. Is she going to put her quarters in to restart the
nope.
lady's stuff?
Nope. I'm setting another 30-minute timer.
Right?
Or pull it out damp. Uh-huh. That would be even more crazy. You're going to pull it out damp and let it sit there?
That would be bogus.
If now the clothes I'm
is,
triggered.
Yeah. If the clothes is still damp, I would probably leave it. I wouldn't be that cynical.
You guys, this is the age old art. We could argue for 10 hours about this, Lisa. I mean,
Lisa started off strong though, said yes, jerk off rip.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right. Emma is in Cudahy this morning. Day two calling in, trying to get her own theme song.
Emma going to do it. I believe in
it. Emma, is Katie the jerk for taking someone's clothes out of the dryer in her communal apartment building?
She is not the jerk because, hear me out, I get what Lisa's saying, uh-huh. but, like, I get what you mean. You don't want to touch anybody's other chonies or whatever, but,
yeah.
but then again, it sounds like they are limited to two washers and two dryers the way mm-hmm. she's describing it.
That's
exactly.
What she said.
So, a limited amount of washer and dryers, it doesn't make sense for someone to take up two of those. And while there's like, I think the way she described it, it sounds like there's only two dryers.
There are.
Two and two.
That's right. The math ain't mathin'. Get
it's
your
not.
Stuff out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wait, hold on. I didn't agree with Emma. I agree with Lisa.
No, you on Emma's side now.
All right, Emma. You say not the jerk. Thanks for calling, girl.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you. She said day three tomorrow, Emma. She said you don't want to be touching nobody's Jonas. I love it.
Nope, I do not. Last but not least, she will be the tiebreaker today. She is in Sheboygan. Her name is Dana, and she knows you, DZ.
Wait, this what? Dana knows me?
Yes.
What's up?
You
what's
went to college with her husband, Logan.
Wait, this Logan's Dana?
This is Logan's wife, yeah. Dana.
Hey, Dana, what's the word? Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
What's up?
Oh, this is so cool.
I answered the phone, and she goes, I've never called and gotten through. I'm Logan's wife.
Man, you know, just for reference, you already know. We gotta do it for the one time. Hopefully Logan don't get mad at me.
She's playing.
He won't. He can answer to me if he does.
Oh, that's right, girl.
He told me he dedicated this song to you, so no. you good.
Such a liar, DZ. He never said that. But he does love his wife, I'm sure. Dana, you're the tiebreaker today. Is it jerk or not a jerk for taking someone's clothes out of the dryer?
For having two units for 16 people, she's not the jerk.
Got it.
But I will say, I mean, give them a little bit of grace. You know what I mean? Like, okay, if you give them 45 minutes and they're not down there, I'm taking your stuff out. I went to college with a panty thief. People were taking their underwears out of the dryer.
Oh, college was ruthless.
Panty thieves? Our panties are expensive. Don't do that to us. Underwear costs money.
Yes, I know.
Come on.
Rude. Nobody ever stole my boxers. I don't know.
That's right.
He's definitely not the jerk, but, you know, give him some grace a little bit.
A little grace. The one thing is, she's not wrong. The one thing is the lack of washers and dryers. You need more in that complex for 16.
Yeah, 100%.
Right.
Wait, so Dana said not the jerk because
the
jerk. There's not enough washers and
exactly.
dryers, period.
Yeah. That part.
I'm glad you two got to catch up this morning.
That's so dope, man.
Yay!
Really nice to talk to you, Dana.
Talk to you guys. You guys are amazing.
Aww. Appreciate you, fam. Appreciate
Hope
you.
Hope I get to meet you someday, Dana.
Oh, we're going to get her own theme song.
All right, good. Day one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, later.
Okay, bye.
That's it. Katie's not the jerk. End of the discussion.
What else is there to say?
Very much over. You can always text in, though, if you want. 414-533-1037. Good morning. It's 746.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
All right. Let's talk about, I mean, there's so much to talk about. Before we get to Beyonce, we'll start with the sad stuff, which is that yesterday, two deaths in the celebrity world. A lot of people don't even realize Sandra Bullock had a longtime partner, Brian Randall. He died at 57.
My heart just stopped.
He had been struggling, yeah.
I thought you was about to say Sandra Bullock.
Oh, God, no.
But, gosh.
But her partner of 8 years died. He had ALS. He was battling with ALS.
That's very sad.
So that's horrible. And she has a child, so I'm assuming he was helping her, you know, raise her child. She adopted a child.
Right.
People forget she has a kid.
Yep.
And so not only did Sandra Bullock's longtime partner pass away yesterday from ALS, but then we found out that the creator of the Cha-Cha Slide, DJ Casper, died after a cancer battle at 58.
Take it back now, y'all.
I mean, the Cha-Cha Slide.
It's iconic.
That song has annoyed me at every wedding I've ever been to. But
tell me you've been to a wedding and not heard it.
I haven't. Me neither. It's famous.
It's a staple.
Iconic.
It's literally iconic.
You can't go to a wedding without the Cha-Cha Slide.
Very few songs permeate everybody's memories.
Right.
And the Cha-Cha Slide is one that everybody from Timbuktu to the next... Take it back now, y'all. Cha-cha, real smooth. R.I.P. Oh, no, too soon. But R.I.P. for real.
Too soon, yes. And then the Beyonce news that I was going to share with you is that she has taken... I got to stop saying it's Taylor Swift's trick because this is a PR trick and it's a genius one.
True.
Beyonce was playing a show in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
and there was rain. And, you know, I was just watching her. I went to see her in Chicago a few weeks ago.
With a rain delay.
There was a rain delay. I sat in the rain and waited for Beyonce to come on stage.
You and everybody else.
I was like, come on, girl.
I ain't moving, baby.
I don't care about my hair. Let's go.
Queen, I'm waiting.
So she went on like an hour after the rain stopped, and we were fine in Chicago. But in D.C., the rain delay took a few hours before she was able to come on and take the stage. So all these people that had taken the train, you know, couldn't get back.
Because the train was closing. It was like a two-hour delay, wasn't it?
Yeah, so now Beyonce knew her show was going to end, and all these people who had taken the metro or whatever and couldn't use it.
We're about to be SOL.
So she paid $100,000 to keep it open for an hour.
Big flex.
So that everybody could get home safely, which probably helped the city in general, because imagine all the people. What would they have done if they couldn't get home? You can't find an Uber because you're fighting how many people?
The hundreds of thousands trying to get up out of the concert.
Can you imagine? So
yo.
I thought that was really cool because Taylor had bonused her entire staff over like $55 million.
Yeah, that's right.
Why I referenced her. But now, so Beyonce kind of did the same vibe where she's like, let me thank you.
Let me make sure everybody gets home safe.
It was a good move. So go Beyonce. I did it.
What'd you do?
I'm so embarrassed.
What? Oh, you did something embarrassing?
Of course I did. Have you met me, DZ?
I feel like you don't do embarrassing stuff.
Oh, God, all the time. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. We do have Jelly Roll tickets, by the way, at 8:40.
That's right.
So don't go anywhere. We're going to be at the AmFam Amphitheater in 10 days from now.
People are clawing for these. You know how many people I've had ask me?
I know. I just found out about Jelly Roll thanks to TikTok.
Hey, Jelly Roll.
Like,
hey, Jelly
Roll. Look at me over here.
I'm thinking people are just calling me Chunky. I'm like, I mean, I got a couple rolls a day, man.
It's an artist, DZ.
I know. No, he's a hot ticket. Everybody wants these Jelly Roll tickets. Stay tuned.
They're coming up. So I was at the gym the other day.
Yeah.
I was at the Princeton Club, and I was working out with my trainer, Erica.
Getting my fit on.
I got back in the gym last month. I'm feeling good about it.
I feel you.
And it had been like 8 months because I had my surgery, you know, and then I had been out of the gym, so I'm back now.
We'll be back. Man, Jeremy kicked my butt yesterday, bro. It was terrible.
You were there yesterday.
I was there yesterday. He kicked my butt good.
Well, the trainer helps because I need someone to force me.
Motivate.
Thank you. Thank you.
Spin it. Motivate.
And then I get more motivated when I go, for sure. So when I was working out with Erica, I don't know, a few weeks ago, there was this guy next to me working out, and he stopped and said something. A lot of times, some people just mind their own business at the gym. We were in the weights.
Yeah.
This guy said, hey, I saw you on the Princeton Club's Instagram. And I said, oh, yeah, I was on their story.
Oh, you posted? They shared it.
They shared my story. And I said, oh, yeah. And I said, cool. And so he's like, yeah, I saw you on Instagram. I'll give you a follow. And I said, well, I'll give you a follow back, my bud.
Ooh.
It wasn't like that. I didn't think it was like that.
It was just a friend
like
follow
that?
For follow.
I'm a chick. We're oblivious.
Maybe he wasn't.
I don't know. I just took it as, hey, let's be friends.
Yeah.
So I followed him back. His name is David. I hope he's
listening. Shout out, David.
Because he needs to hear this story because he wasn't there for the second part of it.
Okay.
So I follow him back and I move on with my life.
Sure.
And then the other day, I go to work out with my trainer and I walk up to Eric at the Princeton Club and we're setting up the weights and I look up and I see David and I go, David, my boy!
My guy!
And I'm pointing at him, and I'm waving, ooh, ooh, ooh. And I'm David!
David's out there just lifting like, what is going on right
and
now?
And David's, oh, maybe 10 feet from me. He's not even far.
Okay.
He's at one machine or two over.
Yeah.
David just looks at me. He doesn't even wave. He doesn't even smile.
David!
I'm like,
I thought we was boys.
I'm like, I thought we just became friends on Instagram. This is so rude.
We got a bromance going on, David. You just going to ignore me like that?
I thought maybe he doesn't like me. Maybe he's annoyed by me. I don't know. Why'd he follow? I don't know. I thought we were friends, man.
David hates me.
And I'm just like, David!
Right. Really nothing. Eager. Hey, David.
David then continues working out and I look away.
David didn't even say hi.
Nope. And I got really uncomfortable and I looked at my trainer and I go, oof.
I got to unfollow David.
Well, I thought we were cool, but I don't think David likes me.
Nope.
So then I moved on with my workout. 20 minutes later, I see David walk by to use the stairs, and now I can really see him because he's in the light.
Yeah. Was he coming up to say what up again?
It wasn't David.
No.
It was never David.
What?
The guy I yelled at, I don't know who the guy is. He had nothing to do with it. He wasn't David. He didn't even look like David. I don't know what I was thinking. So I'm at the gym. David!
100%. David! Name's Tim.
No clue. And the guy's looking at me. Like, what's this chick's problem?
Probably thought you were a random, just saying, hey. He didn't even wave nothing. Back the first time.
And then when he walked by the second time and I realized, that isn't David.
Oh, that's not David.
That's not David at all.
Oh, that ain't David at all.
I was like, sorry, but he had headphones in, so he didn't hear me.
Word.
So then it got even more awkward. And I was like, Allie, just shut your big mouth. Why are you always trying to say hi to people? This is how you get yourself in trouble.
You thought it was David, but it wasn't. It
wasn't David.
Doc,
I don't know who it was.
That wasn't the first time you've done that, is it?
Mistaken identity, where I am just waving, flagging you.
David!
I mean, all that. And it's not even David. I was horrified. I was like, God, why do I do this?
I got secondhand embarrassment for you.
Do you? Thank you.
I hate doing that.
Is that when people, you wave to the wrong person, or you think someone's waving to you and you wave and you look and it's behind you?
Yep.
That's happened too.
Yep. Oh, plenty of times where somebody's eager, hey, and I'm just being nice and I go, hey, how's it going? And then they pass me looking at me crazy like, ew, I wasn't saying hi to you.
And then you
say hi to my fam behind you.
Now I'm self-conscious.
Yep.
I mean, I was mortified. So there I was, mistaken identity, and I'm sure it's happened to other people, which you're more than welcome to call or text and share your stories of mistaken identity, because boy, did Allie have a whole discussion with a guy who had no clue who she was.
David wasn't David.
That's why David gave me the stink face.
That's well, because it wasn't David.
He was so confused.
David was...
I feel better. Whoever texted in and said, I had someone at Summerfest come behind me, cover my eyes, saying, guess who? I turned around. I had no idea who it was. They thought I was someone else.
Yo!
They were so embarrassed. Woof!
I would have, no.
Oh, I feel so much better. All right, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I was sharing my story of how embarrassed I was at the gym because I screamed across at a guy I thought was a guy named David that I met a few weeks ago who was not David. It was some other guy that looked like David.
Your
maybe.
Best friend, David.
And David had no clue who I was, and I was mortified.
It wasn't David at all.
Mistaken identity. Let's go to Angelina in Whitefish Bay and hear some of these stories. Make me feel better, Angelina, please.
Good morning.
Oh, hello, good morning. Let me tell you. My hands are sweating just thinking about this. It was maybe about a year ago, and I was meeting some friends out at a local bar, and I was driving by myself, like they had already been at the bar. Mm-hmm. And so I walk in and I see my friend standing at the bar ordering a drink. Or so I thought. And our thing is, like, we'd slap each other's behinds a lot. Like, we're, you know, we're girls.
Good game. Yeah.
Me and my girls used to do that. We don't do that anymore.
we don't do that anymore. Let me tell you. I walk right up to her. I was a softball player, too, okay? I do a wind-up slap to this woman's behind.
Ow!
And she turns around, and my face, I was probably as white as a ghost. I was like,
You're not my homie. You're not the homie at all.
You're not my homie. Oh, no. Oh my gosh. I was mortified. I wanted to cry.
Cringe.
I was like, oh my goodness.
Cringe.
Turns out she actually knew my friends. So like when my friends came up and like we're talking, like thank God it was somebody who was really cool. We thought it was funny, but oh my God, like I could have gotten the cops called on me. I don't know.
That's assault in a lot of cases in a lot of countries.
I literally assaulted somebody.
It is assault. Yeah. Oh,
it is.
Wow. Could you imagine? She's in court. She has to explain to an employer.
Seriously.
I thought that was my friend.
I'm like mildly shaking just thinking about it. It was so mortifying. So,
Angelina, it says here that in 2014, you assaulted a woman at Summerfest. You hit her from behind.
Yeah.
On her buttocks.
On her behind. It's not what it sounds like, people. Okay, well, I guess it's kind of what it sounds like.
It's exactly what it sounds like, Angelina.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
Woo! I got secondhand, triple secondhand embarrassment for you.
I feel better. Thanks for sharing.
Right when you guys were calling, I had just gotten in the car. I was like, I gotta tell Allie she's not alone.
No.
Angelina said, oh, this is my story. I got this.
Thank you.
This is my time to shine, I guess.
And shine you did.
Shine away, girl.
Yeah.
I am appreciative of your story. Thanks for calling, girl.
Oh, totally. I love you guys so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Love you too. Back. Bye.
Nancy's calling from Econowalk this morning. Well, good morning, Nancy. Tell me a story that's going to make me feel better about mistaken identity. What did you do?
So here's the kicker. I'm an identical twin.
I already know where this is going.
Yep.
I was at Walmart and like one of my sister's coworkers are like, Hey Nikki. And I'm like, not me.
And you're in Econowalk, a tiny town. Everybody knows everybody. Let's be real.
So you were getting confused with your sister.
Oh yes. And then they're like, oh hey, can you tell yours to call me? I miss her.
No, I can't.
Rude.
Go ahead, call Nikki yourself.
If you know her so well, call her yourself.
Right.
Rude. And by the way, Nancy, somebody texted in something really funny that I should read at this moment. It says, my mom is a middle-aged white woman. Mistaking her for someone else at the grocery store is a daily occurrence.
Mom. Oh, not my mom.
Every time my kids yell my name, every woman turns around. Mom!
Mom is the universal call for all moms to look.
Even when I don't have my kids, I turn around. Do you know what I mean?
It's just instinct.
It is. Duh.
But no, Nancy, I'm actually thinking Nancy got a leg up on the game right now. Could you imagine if you're out and about and you don't want to talk to somebody?
It'd be awesome.
You could just say you're Nikki.
I know.
Nancy
great.
Don't want to talk to one of her friends. Be like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm Nikki. I am Nikki. Oh, I'll tell her you called, though. I'll tell her you want to call.
I would think being a twin is a catch-22 because either you can act like you're not you, or people. It's annoying that people think you're somebody else all the time when you're like, no, I'm me, man.
Nope, you're the sibling.
Come on, man. It's me, Nancy.
Double-edged sword.
Oh, right. Jesus. Totally the case.
And they both got end names, too.
Oh, yeah, Nikki and Nancy.
Damn. I would have used that to my advantage. Mm-hmm. Nikki. I mean, Nancy. Whoever you are.
Whoever. Hey, thanks for calling Nikki. I mean, Nancy.
Have a great day, Nancy.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's get to Maddie quick. Maddie is driving from Madison to Racine today, she told me. Are you listening on the Odyssey app doing all that driving?
Oh, yeah.
Maddie from Madison.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Use the Odyssey app. I like it. All right, what's your story? Make me feel better, Maddie.
Okay, Allie, I do this all the time. Mm-hmm. It does not matter what gender, race, age the person is. If I'm thinking of someone in my head, I will choose, it seems like, a completely opposite looking person and think that's them and start doing, oh my God, I'm so bad. I get closer, I'm like, that's an old white guy. I'm trying to talk to her.
Oh my gosh. Your mind is powerful if that happens. That means you have the ability to check the hell out.
I'm delusional, yeah.
Use those mind skills often then. Man, that's impressive.
Maddie's talking to me, talking about, Allie, oh my gosh, I love you so much.
And then she wonders why you're looking at her crazy.
I'm like, Maddie, you do realize I'm DZ, right? Yeah, Allie.
That's funny.
The power of the mind, dog.
It is. It really is, because you're thinking about, she's thinking about somebody else.
Manifestation.
I know, And so I'm wondering if that's what happened to you, because he just followed you, and, you know, you're thinking about him, and then you see some guy in the gym.
Maybe you thought David was cute.
Now you guys are trying to make it romantic, huh?
Hey, nobody said nothing. You're the one that said romance. Me and Maddie just talking.
I didn't make it romantic. Right. I mean, I was just trying to be like, David!
Oops, not David.
Listen, you have to, like, boomerang me with flowers for me to know you're hitting on me at this point at the gym, because I am that checked out, you know, as far as, like, what's going on.
Fellas, you heard it.
Or throw a 10-pound weight. Don't you dare.
Don't do that.
Just throw it at the floor or something.
Oh.
All right, listen, Maddie, thanks for calling, and we're glad you're listening on the Odyssey app today.
Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
All right, DZ. So I got it off my chest. I made an ass out of myself, but it's over. And everybody made me feel better, and I appreciate that.
That's a wrap. Let's keep feeling good, too.
Okay. Let's give away some Jelly Roll tickets, because did you know Jelly Roll is going to be in town in 10 days at the AmFam Amphitheater?
ASAP, y'all. You want these tickets? Yep. I already know it.
414-533-1037. Caller 30, you are going to see Jelly Roll in 10 days in Milwaukee. Here's Jelly Roll now. This is Need a Favor, 103.7 Kiss FM. Going to be in town in 10 days at the American Family Amphitheater. Let's go to Anna in West Bend. I told her to hold on. She goes, okay. I might have scared her a little. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
What are you up to this morning out in West Bend?
Taking my son to football.
Football.
Football. Oh, yes.
Camp or practice? It is back, isn't it?
So is.
Yeah.
Practice.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, is he in high school?
Yes, high school football.
He is high school football.
Nice.
West Bend. Very nice. Well, the good news is, Anna, you are caller 30.
Hey. Woo. A little pick-me-up while you driving that smelly pads and all the nasty equipment in the car.
You're going to get...
They're stinky.
Uh-huh.
Very stinky.
And I know it all too well. I played football. My mom will attest she hated the smell.
Mm-hmm. And DZ was up at Lakeland in college playing football.
Yep.
Well, you're getting two tickets to see Jelly Roll August 18th at the AmFam Amphitheater. Congratulations, Anna.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on, and we will get all your info, and we will do it same time tomorrow.
Nice.